And I see she's in nivolumab right now. How's she doing?
That's right. So far, she just started, and she seems to be tolerating it okay. I mean, she literally started it 2 weeks ago, so I don't know how she's going to respond.
How does her getting nivolumab tie into FDA indication, clinical research? Where did the nivolumab come from?
Well, we know that the patients that have BRAF mutations tend to have higher tumor mutation burden. It's not exactly in an FDA indication, and it was not approved by her insurance, but we managed to get her drug replacement off-label. So it would be considered an off-label use in the BRAF, but we know the BRAF patients have more mutations and a higher mutational burden than conventional colon cancer. So I think the studies in the future, we were going to try to focus on the use of these drugs in BRAF mutated colon cancer also.
My understanding is that in general, colorectal cancer, metastatic colorectal cancer that's not MSI high doesn't respond hardly at all to checkpoint inhibitors. Is there any reason to think that BRAF does? I mean, other than theoretical, any data?
There are no clinical data yet.
Kind of reminds me of KRAS in lung cancer. I don't know why, but I guess because people think that maybe checkpoint inhibitors respond more. Really interesting.